Okay, let's bring up the Siman Mem Hey. Halacha Yud. Birchas HaZimun. On the handout. What page is on the handout? Reish Mem Hey. All the Hays and Cheses are mixed up. And all the Beis and Chas. The Beis and Chas and the Hays and Cheses. Okay, let's. Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud Reish Mem Hey, Halacha Yud Siman Mem Hey, Shnayim Shachol B'Yachad Mitzvah Levakeh Shlishi She'Yitzarf Imahem L'Zimun. Two people together bread, and they want to bench. It's a mitzvah if they can find someone to sit down with them for a few minutes and eat something so that they can bench with Zimun. V'afilu im bo Hashlishi Lachas Shashnayim Kvar Gomer Melachol. Even if the third person arrives, now this is a chiddush. The first two people have already finished their meal. There's nothing more for them to eat, and the third person first arrives. Now, it's okay. You can still join together. And ba'ash lishi lachash shnayim kvar gamer melachol elosh im hayu mavim lohem oid eiz adavol likinuach hasuda hayu oichlim. But if they would bring them something else, it was they eat a little dessert, eat a little bit more. A third person arrives. He's first beginning his meal, and the first two people are now going to take a sip. They're going to take a smaller dessert or some other piece of food in order to extend their meal, so they can all be considered eating together. Mitzvah aleihem litzareif ezeh hashlishi lezimun tahaynu sheyitnu lo lechol kazayi sheyischeb ruach achrayna. The third person does not need to wash. Okay, this is going to be a halach. We're going to all the details later on when it comes to 10 people. Right now, we're only dealing with 3 people, and we have 3 people. You don't say Hashem's name, but you do bench Zimun. 2 people, you must have at least 2 people who washed. That's a requirement, at least going to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. 2 people have to have washed. The third person did not wash. The third person just ate anything, even mashke. He requires to make a bracha. I think even if mashke, he doesn't have to have a mazonos or peros. He just needs he ate or drank enough food to be required to say a bracha. He had a kazayis of ice cream, so he's mechuyev to make a bracha in the fashos. That's enough. He starf imohem, and they can join together. So now we have 3 people. Because this is what happens: 2 people finish eating the meal. They're ready to bench, but they want to say Zimun. It's a mitzvah to ask a third person to sit down, gesundheit, to take something to eat. And ideally, the 2 people who are have already finished their meal should eat something else, to eat a small ta'im, a small little taste of something, together with this third person. Now we're going to have sach hakol 3 people in front of us. 2 people ate bread, 1 person ate anything, which requires a brocha acharayna, which means a shir. It's not enough if the third person sits down and has a coffee or tea, because most people do not make a brocha nefashos in coffee and tea. If you drink the coffee and tea, if you drink a revius, 3 ounces of your coffee, hot tea, over a period of more than, let's say, 4 minutes, you're not going to make a bari nefashos. So that's not going to be enough to combine for Zimun. The third person you want to combine for Zimun has to drink enough food, that he is required to make some form of a bracha acharayna. So
even now, though he's involved in Mizimun, he doesn't bench them.
No, of course not. He's not the one. He's just going to respond. He's the one. The one who's going to do the Zimun is going to be the person who actually ate bread. So that is going to be enough according to the first opinion of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. 2 people eat bread, 1 person eats anything that requires a bracha achrona, even though they're not eating at the same time. 2 already have finished their meal, 1 is first beginning the meal, but the other 2 people should eat a little mashu together with the third person. Period. Then he presents a different opinion. Yesham, some say the bin davka pas. There's an opinion that's more machmir. In order to do Zimun, all 3 people must eat pas. If the third person needs to make a bracha achrona, not benching, that's not sufficient. The Yesham, some say the saki gamisham. We mentioned some say third opinion. He's going over different opinions. It's the grain, meaning a mazonos. The Yesham, the afilu peros or yiroko sagi, even fruit or vegetables. The Yesham, the afilu in oil. A fourth opinion, even a drink, a liquid, it's also be enough. Chutzman hamayim, except for water. Water is not chashav enough. Even if you make a bracha nefashos, it appears to me that water is not going to be enough. There's a whole question: if you make a bracha on water, water you only make a bracha if you're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you don't make a bracha on water. So here it appears that appears, even if you're thirsty and you make a bracha on water and you're going to make a bracha on nefashos, it appears that water is not choshev enough to join for a zimun. But in all the other examples, according to the most limited, even the shahakol, a drink, mitzaref v'cheinoy hagin, and that is the custom. Period. V'af alpi shaloy ochal el shasa yochal eva shachalnu. Oh, the question is, how could it possibly be that drinking is sufficient? But when you respond to the zimun, you say, baruch she'ochalnu mishalo, and achila means a food, not a drink. Doesn't matter. What does the person do? This is the rule. The person that is joining for Zimun, he listens very carefully to the benching. Two people are benching. One is leading. One is saying, reciting the benching, Mila B'Mila. And after he finishes the first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Hazones Hakol, the third person who only drank a cup of tea or coffee or ate some ice cream, he then, after he waits until he hears Amen to the first bracha, Baruch Hashem Hazan, and then he can recite the bracha Achron of the Bar Nefashos, or if he ate fruit or he ate cake, he would then make a al hamichya. Oz yivarech bruchu bruch achroina al masha achal oishasa. V'im bo hashlish yish la'acha shekvar nalu yideim b'mayim achroinim shuv enoi mitztaref imohem. If two people ate bread and they're looking for a third person and they say, we give up, we're not going to find a third person, and they wash mayim achroinim, and after the mayim achroinim the third person appears, it's too late for him to join together. Once you wash mayim achroinim, you are finished. Okay.
This is another proof of whatever that you put the kais for the kais bracha made beforehand.
The kais well over here doesn't say anything about a kais bracha.
If you would make the kais afterwards,
yeah,
then the guy could come to you and say, "If I want to drink wine."
If you pour the kais shel bracha, it's not too late.
Right, because you didn't do mayim achroinim.
Right,
but if you would say you do kais bracha after mayim
achroinim, yeah.
Then even if they didn't manage for him, they found the third guy. They could say, okay, we're
going to
make it.
No, the Koyish L'Brach is not for. It's not considered to be Achila. Koyish L'Brach is part of the benching. It's already too late. It's Yimavarech Halakos. Okay, let me share with you some ideas here from the Piskei Tshuvos. Okay, mitzvah aleihem levakesh. You don't have this, so you just have to bear with me, and I read you these words. I'll read them slowly, because he says some very nice chidushim. Mitzvah aleihem levakesh shlisha. We look over here that if you have two people, there's a mitzvah. It's a good thing to do, to seek out, search and seek for a third person, sit down, eat something, so we can be mekayim the mitzvah of zimun. Zimun is a very chashuv thing. V'chein shiva she'ochlu mitzvah leim lechazer achar shlosha she'yuasar. Happens in shul sometimes. We only have seven people for the shalosh su'udos, and you're not going to have a minion to bench, so you go to shul, and you whip three people into shape, and you drag them to the shalosh su'udos, you force them to wash and eat, so that you'll have a minion to say, Baruch Elokeinu she'ochlu mishlo, you can say Hashem's name. Shiva shachlu mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for someone to go to the shul. Aleim ulach hazer achash loyusha shiyu asara. The einam shichum lachan. How far do you have to go? You have to go out into the street, like get a minion, like you do. You know, you have only nine people. You go in. I used to do it all the time for Ma'ariv. Just go out into the street, go to the corner, and try to get some people to. For a minion, the einam tzrichim lechapes b'shvokim uverchavos. That far you do not need to go. El im nimtzoim od anoshim b'yisiv akshim sheyitzarful lohem. Do your best, but don't go overboard. Okay, achein im achlu tchila shlosha biyachad oyasara v'holchu chelak mehem kevon shegvar neschayvu hashar b'zimun chayav lechapes acher od echad o shlosha sheyitzarful imochem lezimun. The Mishnah Berurah says a very powerful chiddush. If you begin with three people, you sit down to lunch, and you have three people, and then one person gets a phone call. Gotta go, guys. Sorry, my wife's on the line. I gotta go. I'm out of here. And before you blink, he's gone. So we got a problem. Two people began, when they began to eat, there was a chiv upon the three people for zimun. One person disappeared into thin air. A magician, he's gone. But the other two people have an obligation to bench with zimun. It's not comparable to the case that we just mentioned, the case of Shulchan. The case of Shulchan Aruch, when you have only two people are eating together. They have no obligation because they're only two people. Now there's a mitzvah to upgrade, get a third person, call a third person, so that we will have the opportunity to mekayim zimun. In this instance, when you started, there were three people. So each one of these people already has upon them an obligation to bench with Zimun. Now, one of them disappears. So you're in trouble. There's a much greater degree of obligation to seek out a third person in order to fulfill your obligation. You have to go to the street and to the corner and find another person to join you for Zimun, even for three people. And the same issue when it comes to 10. If you have Shalashus and Shul, and you have 10 people, exactly, with Simsum, and then one person, when you blink, he's gone. Where'd he go? He just disappeared. You got a big problem. Because you started out with 10 people, every one of you has an obligation to bench with Hashem's name, Baruch Elokeinu, Shechalnu Mishalo. You must go and find a 10th person to join, meaning you can have them sit down and eat something, whether it's going to be, we'll see different rules, whether it's going to be Mazonos, whether it's going to be Peros, whether it's going to be Shehakol, whether he's going to have to wash, in order that you can maintain your obligation of 10 people. So the point we want to make is, there are two different levels of tircha, of getting, being mashlim your mezumen, or being mashlim your minyan. If you start out in a state of being exempt, only two people, or you only have seven people, there's a limit to how much you must be matriach yourself to be mashlim the zimun, be mashlim the minyan. But if you start out with three or with ten, you already have upon yourself an obligation to bench with the mezumen or to bench with the minyan. If someone disappears, there is a higher standard. You have to exert yourself more than you otherwise would in order to restore what you already had in the past. That's a very interesting chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, now, what does the third person need to eat? So he presents here four opinions. Ideally, the third person, all three should eat bread. Next best thing is he should eat mizonos. Next best thing is he should at least eat something. Eat food. Peros, yurakos, the burning nefashos. I mean, when you say mizonos, it also means peros, which you make an ala eitz. Bracha main shalosh. The next best thing is at least eat achila, ice cream. Eat vegetables, you'll make a bar in the fashos. And the most lenient opinion is even to drink. Drinking is problematic because it's not called achila. Baruch she'achalnu mishlo, b'diyeved she'siya b'chlal achila. So here he mentions, l'chatchila nochon she'yishtem mashke choshev. When we talk about drink, when we're going down, the kitzer says, drink, everything is good, everything goes except for water. So he says, not everyone is so generous. And among the poskim, he quotes different sources, you should drink chamar medina. What's chamar medina? Nochon sheyishta mashke choshev kagon tea, coffee, mitz tivi, juice. Okay, now, chadoyme shemichlol chamar medina. That's interesting, it's mitz tivi. What's tivi? Natural juice.
Natural.
That's chamar medina, that's not so simple, which is bichlol chamar medina. Okay, not so clear what that means, because not everyone is so generous to hold that juice is in the category of chamar medina. But in any event, he does rely, but you can't rely upon the opinion of the kitzer. If you want to use a soft drink, you want to use, I don't know, whatever, Gatorade. Is Gatorade called enough? It's a drink. What? Called water?
It's chemical. It's
what? No, I don't know. It's some people. It's
water. It's water.
What?
The fancy bottle.
No, that's water. Water is water. Even though you pay a dollar, Fiji. Fiji. What's the most expensive water? From the Fiji Islands? No,
Perrier is okay.
Perrier is cheap stuff. That's cheap.
It's Rabbi, beer is okay?
Definitely. Beer is definitely Chamar Medina. Absolutely. He quotes the Magen Avraham. Okay, the Magen Avraham, the Kitzur is not passing the Magen Avraham. A fifth opinion. The Magen Avraham, water is also good. Okay, so sometimes you have two people sitting down, they washed, and you want to make Zimun, even if the third guy will drink a cup of water. Then the Kitzur says that's no good. He disagrees. He quotes the Magen Avraham that he, and Lubavitch, Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay, Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's also okay. Aval b'mayim tzarich sheyishta letzamoy. But of course, when you drink water, you have to be qualified, at least that you're thirsty. If you just drink water for no purpose, you don't make a bracha, that would definitely not qualify according to anyone. Shemloikein leyosa klum. Okay, next halacha. The third person has to eat by your table. If you want to starve the third person, he can't be on the other side of the restaurant. Let's say you go to a pizza store. right? You go with your family, you go two adults, go out to lunch at the store, and you want to be Zeman. There's another guy on the other table, right? The table across from you. Can you join him? No, that's not. That's a different. You know, in the same room, you're not in together. Yeah.
How many times can he be Zeman at his table?
Once. You only can do Zeman once.
You, two people.
No, you can't be mitzaref. No, you can't be mitzaref for two different groups. You only when you eat food, you only do zimun once per meal. Once per meal, you can't no recycling of the zimun. So let's see. The tzarech hamitzaref lechol or lishayis b'yeshiva levad liyara shulchan shall echol perus v'sol sheyechol yishes shira mechay beruch achrayna. We mentioned that.
This question: you are a zimun, the third guy.
Yeah.
And then you get another two guys, and you drink with them.
I don't think it's good enough. It goes by the bracha achrona. It follows.
Again,
doesn't matter. It's the zimun. If you bench, that's already different. If you ready, set a bracha achrona.
You made ice cream, and you made.
That's okay. That's good.
And you know,
yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But what if you have not yet made your bracha achrona? And now you're in a restaurant, and everyone has two tables. And you're the waiter. You're going around. You'll sit down with everyone and schmooze with them. You can't do that. You can't recycle because it depends. It depends on your brocha acharoina.
You take a tip from it.
Your brocha acharoina is what can. So therefore, these are the rules. Water is okay, but one condition that is critical: the person who he mentioned in the kiddush, he answered again over here in the Pesach Shuvos, is that the person that is joining must eat enough food that he is required to make a barocha acharoina. If the third person, okay, I'll join you for your zimun, but I need to eat. Okay, here's some leftover ice cream. So he takes a little sip of the ice cream, which is less than a revius, less than a kazayis. He does not make. He makes a bracha rishayna. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to enjoy anything in this world without a bracha rishayna. Even a teeny tima, you have to say a shahakal. But you don't make a bracha. You don't say a bari nefashos. If you're not in the category of a person that's required to recite a bari nefashos or an alamichya, you do not qualify to be mitzarf to someone's zimun. And b'diavad, you can rely on the madrigal's bread. People are very confused with these halachas. B'chatchila, it's bread. Next is mizonos. Next is achil. Next is shasiya. And even Magen Avraham, even water alone is also good enough, provided that you sit by the person's table and no recycling, only once per bracha achrona. Okay, now we go to then what does that person do? When does he say the bari nefashos? So some make this mistake. You're joining, and two people washed, and one person ate, had a drink, And the Rabbi signed the Varech Baruch Shachalim Meshlov Tzor Chayinu, and the two begin to recite Birchas Hamazon, and the third person immediately begins to say the Bari Nefashos. That's wrong. You have to wait. You have to be careful to it, because Mikra didn't even the other person is supposed to wait, listen carefully to one person recite Birchas Hamazon. The person that's saying the Bari Nefashos must wait until the end of the bracha. The Tzor Chametz. I'm reading what it says here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Tzor Chametz Tarf Lahamtin Lishmoya Birchas Hazon Min Hamazamin. Omnom, he does come from the Chazonish. You see, that's what's so amazing about the Pesach Shuvos. He tells you, gets you all mixed up. Everything is machlekes. He comes from the Chazonish and from the Bidiyaved. If you say Bari Nefashos immediately, or Al Hamichi immediately, without waiting for the conclusion of Birchas Hazan, Yesham Yilismech, the world won't come to an end. The world will continue to spin on its axis, even if you violate this halacha. But if you violate other halachas, watch out. Who knows? Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Okay, one other thing I left out. You don't have to bench the third person. One other thing, this is very common. The third person who's joining is not required to recite his bracha achrona immediately. You may be misled to believe that zimun requires all three of you end the meal at this moment in time. That's really what zimun is all about. We're saying baruch shechal mishol tochi. We're finished. You two are going to recite birchas hamazon, and I'm going to recite bari nefashos. But if I'm not finished yet, I'm just first getting started. Right? You're at a restaurant. Two people wash. Oh, we want a zimun. Walks in a third guy. Oh, I'm here for lunch. Oh, can you join us so we can do Zimun. Yeah, but I'm first going to be here for an hour. I'm first getting started. They didn't bring me the menu. Don't worry. Just sit down now by the table. Take a little te'ima. Take a little shahakol or wash, whatever. Just begin. And just eat a kazayis. And then we'll bench. And then you'll sit here for another hour and have a lavish meal. So maybe that's invalid. Maybe participating in Zimun requires that all three people are finished. It's the end. No, that's not, absolutely, that's a mistake. The third person can continue on. There's no requirement for the third person to end his meal at this point in time.
You have to wash and then go bench?
Well, yeah, well no, if, no it, or, what do you mean? What do you mean?
What
he's
eating.
There's continuity there. He sat down to eat.
Right.
Then what does he do afterwards? He really has to make a bracha
achrona. He has to bench. The third person?
Third person.
The third person walks into two people. Let's go through the story. The two people are about to bench, and they wanted Zimun. As they're about to bench, the third person walks into the restaurant and is about to begin a meal. The two people say to the third person, "Can you please sit down with us, begin your meal with us, and then we'll bench, and you'll answer, and then you'll continue eating your meal."
So that's, he does wash.
He must, whatever he'll do, he'll do. Either he'll wash or if he's planning on washing, so wash right now and take a piece of bread. Right. Take a kazayis of lechem.
And then he'll bench later.
He'll bench later. But he'll answer right now. Right now he'll answer.
He's
going to
answer later on too.
No, he can't answer later on.
In other words, that means he can't be part of a...
Another mezumim.
He wants to bench?
Yes.
He has to bench people.
That's right. He cannot. That's right. He cannot join another mezumim because he already said Baruch Shachal Mishlo for this meal. A meal is determined by the bracha achrayna. Before his Birchas Hazan, his personal benching, he already has said Baruch Shachal Mishlo Tevochayinu. He already used up his power of zimun. So only once per, even though I'm eating more kazaisim, another kazaisim.
Even if two people join,
it's too late. You already used it up. Yeah. You used it up. When does it expire? When you bench. The Birchas Hamazon or the Birchas Achron is what terminates the meal. Now, if you want to do it again, so do it again. You can eat 20 meals a day. Every time, you'll have a new chance. But until you recite your first Birchas HaZimun, your Birchas Hamazon, it's too late. Yeah.
In other words, if two people join him.
Right, exactly. If two people along, now two come along, he can, it's too late for him.
He says, I'm finished with you.
Exactly. Even though he's going to be there, he has a big meal. He has a budget. He's going to spend $300 on this lunch.
Engagement with those two other guys.
It doesn't matter. It's too late. He's already expired.
Those two guys got to go look for
him. Yeah. And Hanami, that's right. That's right. Exactly.
So he can bench and then
you only get one shot. You only get one shot to be part of Zimun.
So how many people are going to be hanging around the corner looking for them?
What about, you bench and then have people have dessert afterwards.
Okay, so that's true. If you bench and now you have another dessert, when you make another bracha rishayna, which would require another bracha harona, you're back in the game.
Right.
Double header. Right. You're back in the game. Who's pitching? I don't know who's pitching, but you're back in the game. Let's go. The Einu L'chai bracha harona yachana mevachim that we said, okay, now let's go to the next halacha yud aleph shloisha she'ochlu biyachad. Three people eat together. Came in shishayav b'zimun. We mentioned einam b'shem l'cholik. It's forbidden. You're not allowed to disappear. No matter how important whatever the text is on the cell phone, you're not allowed to disappear in the middle of the meal. You have to stay until the end. Einam rashayim l'cholik v'chein arba chamisha afilu echam. Now let's say 4 or 5. So I'm not causing you any harm. I'm four or five, so I'm going to disappear. You go to a wedding, very big problem. You go to a wedding, sit down by a meal, and you wash, and you want to leave early. You got a big problem. It's not so simple. It's not so simple that you're allowed to just leave on the spot. You have to really, once you eat together, you sit down at a meal together, there are consequences. You go to a wedding, you realize you're putting yourself in a halachic situation where it's not so simple just to be mezalzel in these halachas and just...
In other words, you can't wait. You have to wait for the shevach.
Shevachs don't have to wait for you. Don't have to wait that long. But the people at your table. Custom today is the custom is clearly today that who the only
get out of here.
You leave early. No one stays. Only the family, the very close people, they stay for the shevach brachas. Custom is you sit down at the table. You're not shabbat yourself to the mishpacha. You're having your own independent meal, but with the people at your table, and therefore you have to bench with them. You cannot leave, and you should not leave until to at least two of the people there bench, and when they bench, you bench with them. What are they today on a table? How many people can they sit at a table today?
10, 12 to 14.
So that's a million sometimes.
Right.
So you really.
Some people walk in.
They come.
My
kavana is not. It's not so simple. You can do that. It's not simple that your kavana allows you to do that. You're allowed to do that. You're sitting at a table. Yeah, you can do that.
I thought
that might. I think you use your table against the people. Your kavana is, I'm going to eat here, not with the Sheva Brachas.
I don't like the people at my table.
At the table.
You haven't talked to them.
Okay.
Make a difference. Do you like the food? That's what counts.
When you sit down by a table, it's only natural, good manners, that you it's a soda. If you're coming to the wedding, it's self-understood. I'm going to socialize with the people at least by my table. I'm going to socialize. So I'm not going to go overboard and participate with the whole affair. 400 people. I'm not going to. But it's just a human being has to have play by the rules. By the rules, you sit by a table. There are people at the table. I'm part of you. We're going to shoes. We're going to talk. What's your name? So on and so forth. I'm not part of you. I'm not going to bench. Okay, maybe, but it's not so simple. You go to an event. You have to realize you're putting yourself in a halachic dilemma.
Half of them don't wash when this is.
The only exception is avalim him shisha. The only way out is there are six. Because six is no different than three and three, so then three people can depart. Because then you're not taking away. But if you have 10, then you're ruining the minion, then you got a problem. Aval imhem shisha o yoiser arasara, yecholim lecholek sheyeshar zim lechavura. If you have 6 or more, so then you're allowed to, even though you'll say, oh, berov am hadras melech, not necessarily. Now, in this case, since you're leaving over 3, you're not taking away anyone's, no one's losing because 3 people are benching together, and that is okay, bidiyavit. Okay, what does it say over here? Okay, we mentioned all that already. Let me show you if you've got anything. Okay. Over here, he quotes over here the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe is the Ramah. The Ramah, he wrote different svarim. What he wrote in the Darkei Moshe is not always what he wrote. That's the Tshuvas. The Ramah, he wrote Shas and Tshuvas. What he writes here is not always what he writes in Shulchan Aruch, commentary Shulchan Aruch. And there he says, not so simple. He's choylik here on what the Kitzur says. If you have 6 people and 3 want a bench on their own, we're not causing you any harm. What about the principle of Berov Am Hadras Melech? You have multiple people. So he says in Chanami V'yesham, some say Sha'odif Shalo Lecholek El Levech B'yachid L'kayim Berov Am Hadras Melech. So you see your principle that Berov Am Hadras Melech is not only by 10. You may be misled to believe Berov Am Hadras Melech starts when you have at least 10 people. So you go from 10 to 20 to 30, there's Berov Am. But when you're dealing with such a small number, 3, 6, anyway, you're not accomplishing, you're not saying Hashem's name. So 3 or 6, is there really a mila in benching with 6 people over benching 2 groups of 3 and 3? Would you even in this situation apply the principle Barov Am Hadras Melech? It's machlekes, like everything else in Halacha. According to the Kitzur, that's not an issue whatsoever. That's not, the Barov Am does not yet kick in until you at least get to 10. Whereas the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, appears that it does. And there is a hider in benching with 6 people. Okay, then he brings down, then of course he brings down like by weddings, modern weddings, v'im yoshem b'shulchonos nifradim afilu v'ashaskama sapeskim shemitzarfim lezimun v'ashem yoyis l'cholik l'kvutza shol shloysha avon yesh lam l'rak kosyayin. Okay, let's leave that alone. Okay, now we come to the next halacha, yud beis, imhem asara. Now what happens if there are 10 people? This chayvul uvarich b'shem. You have to eat Hashem's name. The haynu shem uvarich omer nivarich Elokeinu shachalnu mishalo. For lo yomar, you did not say nivarich leilokeinu. Don't say lamet. Don't say 2. That's not the correct girsa. The girsa nivarich. Let's bless Elokeinu our. Don't say 2. You're not blessing 2.
you're blessing Hashem himself. So the Craig here says, Lokein ad lei lokeinu. V'yam esubim yoimim boruch alokeinu shachal ha-mishlov kevim shneschayim v'lovarech b'shem asum l'cholek. If you have 10 people, the same rule applies. Now every single person there has to bench with Hashem's name, so no one is allowed to leave El in Kein Heim Esrim or Yoyser. Then we get back into the same question. You have 20 people. Can you break into two groups, 10 and 10? Then he holds, the kitzer holds, it's mutter, oz mutadim l'cholek sheyesholuch l'chavur zimun b'shem. Next, halacha yud gimel. Im ta hamazamin v'asara v'gam ho'inim lohiski yiris Hashem b'ruchas hamazimun. This happens sometimes. The one that leads the benching, he's not a pro. Okay, he doesn't come to shalashus that often. He only comes to shalashus, you know, once a year. He only comes special events, and they give him to bench, and he forgets to say, okay, nivarech, he has 20 people, and he says, nivarech, shechalnu mishalo. And they start screaming at him, but before he realizes, before he catches himself, he's already in the middle of, he goes so fast, he's already in the middle of, it's really too late. It's too late. There's nothing you can do. It's a mu'uvas she'ein yachol liskan. There is no solution.
What happens if the
einim,
you know,
if they're yes, realizing? The einim can still the einim respond elokeinu, even though he only says baruch, even though he says the baruch elokeinu.
He didn't say baruch elokeinu.
So he seems to address that, the Mishnah Berurah addressed that question. So he says as follows. He says that if you know for a fact that 10 people in the audience are going to say Elokeinu, you don't need the leader. But if the leader throws everyone off, let's say you have a group of people, let's say you have exactly 10 people.
And they think they're nine.
So if you have exactly 10 people, then it's only 9 automatically, and you can't say Elokeinu, you need the leader. But if you have, let's say, 11, 12 people, and then the person's in the Varech Shachalu Mishalo, and people are confused and not paying attention, and they answer Varech Shachalu Mishalo, and you don't have 10 people answering Elokeinu, you can't do it. So you only need Elokeinu. The leader makes a mistake. The leader says, Nevarech. No, that's the question. The leader makes a mistake. The leader says, Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo, Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalo. And you have over here 13 people sitting around the table. And the leader makes a mistake. So some of them catch the mistake, some of them don't. Some of them are paying attention or not. You have to make it. Now you want to know, what should I do? Should I say, Baruch Elokeinu? Or should I say, Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo?
You're one of the 11.
You're one of the remaining 12. In our example, there are 13 people. The leader should have said, Nevarech Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishalo. He made a mistake. He said, Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalo. Now, people are responding. They're just spontaneously responding. Some are responding, Nevarech Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishalo, because that's what they're used to doing every week. They come to Shal HaShulis, and every week there's a name. That's what they're used to. And some people are newcomers, they're guests, and they're not paying close attention. And if the leader says, Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalo, so they just, like a parrot, they repeat, Nevarech Shachalnu Mishalo. But you're a clever guy. You're a smart guy. You're the smartest of the group. And you're sitting there, and you have this dilemma. Should I say Elokeinu? Should I say Shachalnu Mishalo? So you got to be swift on your feet, and you got to see.
You were going to wait till every.
I don't know. You got to see. You got to see. They're not going to listen to you when you yell.
The guy who didn't say Elokeinu can also say.
No way to figure this out.
Right. And Achanami, if you catch him, if you catch him, we've all been to Shal HaShulis where they make a mistake and he doesn't say Elokeinu, they catch him, and right away they scream. And he right away chops. But I've been to Shal HaShulis a number of times where he makes a mistake and they scream at him and he's all flustered and he doesn't know, he doesn't catch it. Just goes weiter. So the question now is, what do the other people do? So the answer is, if you are certain that 10 people together will respond, Nevarech Elokeinu, Shachalnu Mishalo, you can say Elokeinu, even though the leader did not say Elokeinu.
But 9 is no good.
9 is no good.
So what are you going to start making a calculation?
You have to make.
Or if you can't make the calculation, play it safe. Don't say Elokeinu. You're not allowed to say Elokeinu then.
And if you said Elokeinu?
So you, what's done was done.
Take it back.
Five people
take it back.
What?
So it's what he's saying is it's not a mizumin of elikenu, it's a mizumin like three.
Right.
It counts like three.
If the leader makes a mistake, the tzibur can still say elikenu as long as there are 10 people.
Right. If they don't, it counts like
no.
three.
No. Then you...
But if they say elikenu, it doesn't hurt.
It does hurt.
It doesn't count for elikenu.
But they shouldn't mention.
You're not allowed to say it's a brach levatol. It's a shem Hashem levatol.
Hoping that there will be 10.
Hope is not enough. So the answer is, if you're in a very, let's say you're by a sheva brachas and there are 100 people, and the person says nevarich shachalu mishalo, you can be certain. And they scream at him, and he doesn't hear you. He does not paying attention. He just goes on. You can be certain when there are 100 people in the room, there are going to be 10 people that are going to say Nevarech Elokeinu Shachal
Mishalom. This is another chumrah. You know,
Shachal Mishalom.
The guy makes a mistake,
again.
And he said, doesn't say Elokeinu. You jump up and say Elokeinu.
That's right. You got it. No. Send me the video. Post it on YouTube. So we have a chassidus shal shudus, when you can bring in the people that have, that's already, they're the first minion, they'll come and they'll record.
It's not going to happen at Shaver Brothers, because at Shaver Brothers they're going to go crazy on the guy. He messes up.
Well, it depends. What kind of Shaver
Brothers? I mean,
it depends. It depends. I've gone to serious Shaver Brothers. Not everyone who turns into a joke. Okay, so this is what he says. We use words. It's the Mishnah words. Mama, I told you, it's the words of the Mishnah Berurah. V'im chelik mi'atzibur onu achra b'lo shem, achelik achra mi'atzibur samu libam lanos v'lo onu acharov, im achelik shlo onu heim asara v'yoyser, yicholim heim lezamin b'shem, achim heim pochas mi'asara, nechol v'achroidim yicholim lezamin shuv v'sofik brachas lachal yishrin duso. He said you have to have 10 people answering together Hashem's name. That is the ikar. You have 10 people, that's okay. Okay, let's... What?
The leader go back?
The leader can go back as long as he does it before the people respond. If the leader says Baruch Shechalnu Mishalov Tuvo Chayinu and the people have not yet responded,
they just yelled at him.
Then, but once they already respond, it says over here.
For the second part.
Yeah, I think once the,
even though he didn't say it for the first
part, if the people, it appears. Let's see. Look at the words. Look at the words. The words are im heim asara v'lo yoyimar neverach lokeinu musum yom baruch lokeinu shachanu mishlo kevon shenischayvu levarach b'shem asum lachalik ella im kein asara. No, I'm sorry. Yud gimel. Look, Yud gimel. Im toha mezan basara v'gam oinim v'lo hizkiru es hashem brachas hazimun einam yecholim lachazor lozamin b'shem kevon shekvar yotzi dechivas zimun. They already appears. Oh, he actually answered your question. Here it is. Okay, you got it. See, Piskei Teshuvos came to the rescue. He says, "V'mischilu l'anes achav ach adain leisimu v'tuvo chayinu." Baruch Elokeinu, Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo. The cutoff point are the words "uvituvo chayinu." That's the cutoff point. Not saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hamazon Es Haolam. As long as you did not, the people responding did not yet say those two words, Uvi Tuvo Chayinu, they already said, Baruch Shechalnu Mishelo, but they catch themselves before they begin the word Uvi Tuvo, it's not yet too late. The leader can once again say, Nevarech Elokeinu Shechalnu Mishelo, and the people will respond, Baruch Elokeinu Shechalnu Mishelo.
What's the converse?
Yeah, but let's say...
Too late.
Now there's a second part. The next part.
It's too late. The repetition when the leader repeats Baruch Shachalom Mishlov, when he repeats Baruch Shachalom Mishlov, it's too late. He says here in the name of no one, name of Achreinim, he says here it's too late. Once the people who respond say the words Uvi Tuvo Chayinu, it's too late. It's currents. You cannot be misakin. You lost out on the mitzvah of Zimun.
What happens if the opposite? If everyone says Elikeinu, there is no 10.
If everyone says, so what could you do? So you said you made a mistake. You can't rectify it.
Why shouldn't you say Elokeinu all the time? Because then you solve your problem.
That's the halacha. You only say Hashem's name. No. What are you not allowed to say Elokeinu? If you don't have a mean, you can't say Elokeinu. What's the shaila? If you don't have a mean, you can't say Elokeinu.
People then will get used to saying Galicano all the time, so if you have 9 or 11 or 13, you have more chance to do it. You ever see by Kabbalah Shabbos when the Chazan says Kiva twice, and it should only be once? So when you catch him, he repeats it a third time.
Maybe I have to do with the Shinoi.
Okay, let's finish with the halacha. Halacha yugimel umuvish shalayuchal l'sakem shikvayotzi lechav zimun el shabidlu mitzvas haskaras Hashem umuvish shalayuchal l'skainhu. This is a mistake that cannot be rectified. Aval im ha'odim adayin loy onu achav. As we said, if they did not yet respond, baruch shachalu mishalo, and they did not, according to what we've learned over here, the cutoff point is they can say those words as long as they did not conclude it with the word uvituvo chayinu. It's not l'kevin shadayin loy niskaima mitzvah zimun. The mitzvah zimun has been fulfilled when the people respond with the expression baruch shachalu mishalo uvituvo chayinu. As long as they have not fulfilled that completely with the words uvituvo chayinu, you can go back yachzor hamivore. Then the Yizamin B'Shem, let the leader repeat Nevarech Elokeinu She'achalnu Mishalo Uvituvo Chayinu. Okay, so that's the rule. You got to be very quick on your feet to make sure the leader does not make a mistake and uses Hashem's name. And the people, if they realize there's a mistake, they should not respond. They should hold him back, have him repeat it, so the mitzvah of Zimun will not be lost. It should not be a move of Shein Yochel Liskon. Halach Yudal. Im Shiv Achlu Pasu Shloish Achlu Peros. Now, the same way we described the laws, the leniency, so you don't have to have everyone benching. You could have the majority eating bread and the minority eating something else. We have the same principle when it comes to saying Hashem's name. But here, when we say a majority is not 6-4. The majority has to be 7-3. It must be a significant majority. Im shiv achlu pas, 7-8 bread, v'shloish achlu peros, or shosu mashkin, v'nyin shechayim v'mruch achroina. Like we learned before, the same type of principle we learned before, all the different madregos of food, whether it's bread with mizonos, achila, shasiya, but it's only 3. Yecholim lezamein b'shem. Or v'kan kul yamo moed, the sagdi peros v'mashkin. Here, everyone here agrees, even though before we had different opinions that you can be, you have to be machmir, you have to have mizonos, you have to have peros. Here everyone is lenient. Here when it comes to saying Hashem's name, even a drink is sufficient. Umitzvah, but of course, a mitzvah hadachah selavach b'shem, we mentioned before, it's ideal to have 10 people. Avlam rak shishach lupas, if you only have 6, einam yecholim lezam b'shem deruba deminkar be'inan. You need a majority that is noticeable, not a majority that you have to count. If you have to count to make sure a majority, that is not sufficient. Okay. Okay. Now he brings down one very interesting halacha that when, let's say you have 8, let's say you have 7 people and weighed bread, and 2 people sit down. Listen to this very interesting case. This happens by Shalosh. 2 people sit down, or even if you even have 10 people. 10 people eat bread, and even 7 people, and 2 or 3 are eating vegetables. They're drinking, or they had just a cup of a soft drink. Are those 2 people allowed to leave before Zimun? This happens all the time by Shalosh. You have a guest speaker. I'm not coming to you. I don't want to eat anything. I'm just going to come for the speaker. So most people in the group, they wash. So you have 10 people, more than 10 people who have washed, ate bread, and they're listening to. And you come early. Oh, I'll take some fish before shki. I'll take a little fish. I'll take a drink. Just sit back and relax and listen to the speech. Speech is over. Rabbi, thank you for coming. So and so, Shira Malas. They start singing Shira Malas, and all the people who did not wash file out. They say they quickly murmur something with their lips, something that looks like a burning nefashos. Maybe, yeah, maybe not, who knows? Maybe they're saying some magic, who knows? They say something with their lips and they file out. That's usher. Now I'll do that. you mechuyev to respond, Baruch Elokeinu Shachalu Mishlo, since you have participated in a meal where bread is served, and the people here are going to do Zimun, and they're going to say, Baruch Elokeinu Shachalu Mishlo, there is an obligation upon you to do Zimun. Oh, but I didn't wash. So what? You ate with them. You ate with them, and there is an obligation of Zimun present in this meal. You have to also. So you can't leave until you hear Zimun.
So this is your problem with a wedding. You come to a wedding.
Yeah.
You wash.
But there, by wedding, wedding, we're more lenient because there are different teams. You mentioned that. There are different tables. Not everyone is sitting together.
A table of 14.
Okay, so it's a problem. Yeah, it's a problem.
You can't make three and make a mezuzah.
Okay, it's a problem. But yeah, that's right. That's right. It's a problem. In Echnami, it is a problem. The answer is that it's unrealistic expectations. That's why we make them. You can't expect me to stay here until 12 o'clock at night. I got to be up tomorrow, 5:30 for the daf. It's unrealistic expectations, and therefore my kavan is, there's a limit to how far you have to go. But when you come to Shalosh Shudis, it's no big deal when you're anyway going to be davening Ma'ariv together. It's no big deal to stick around for Shir HaMalos and to respond, Baruch Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishlo. It's a very big difference between going to a wedding and going to Shalosh Shudis to listen to a guest speaker for a few minutes.
But then you have to have something to eat or something to drink.
Of course, right. You have to have, you only mechoyev, right. If you drink something, you drink something, but also you have to be careful to lechatil, you have to drink before Shkia. You have to begin, if you're not washing, if you wash, normally most Shalosh Shudis, they begin late. They already begin after Shkia. So if you want to continue eating after Shkia, you have to wash before Shkia, or at least the very beginning. To go and not wash, you have to stop eating at the Zman, once the Shkia comes to an end. So, assuming that is the case, let me read you the words. Shuv chol aleihem choyva zimun. The osur, it's forbidden. Okay, I take it back. He disagrees here. I take back what I said. I made a mistake. I didn't read it correctly. He says that in place there are 10 people besides them, then they're allowed to leave early. Okay, I made a mistake. They are allowed to leave. It's not ideal though. You still,
if there are 10 people,
but it's not ideal. It's not the right thing to do. I don't take back what I said totally, because you're still losing out on saying Zimun of Baruch Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishlo. You're still losing that out, but you're not causing someone else harm. You're only causing yourself harm. You're not causing someone else harm. So technically, you are allowed to leave as long as you leave over 10. The only time that you're not allowed to leave is if they need you. If there are 7 people, and you are 2 or 3, which make up number 10, make it to 10, then if you leave, you're causing them harm, then you're categorically forbidden to leave. But if you're going to leave them with a minion, so you're causing yourself harm by leaving, you're not saying Zimun, but you're not causing them harm because they still have a minion without you. Okay, we will stop here.